Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Spencer Wood. Over the course of the last couple months, everybody that lives in the QC area has been affected by the flood. A lot of the focus has been on the flooded businesses and horrendous traffic that road closures have caused. But let's not forget that people's residential properties are also facing consequences. Water leaching into the basement, soil runoff and erosion, and standing water in people's yards are just some of the problems happening all over this area. I'm going to briefly address a couple cheap and easy ways to combat these issues that also can make your property more aesthetically pleasing. The first flood mitigation practice I will talk about is native gardening. Planting plants native to the Midwest on your property has many benefits, including reducing air pollution, providing food and shelter for native wildlife, promoting biodiversity and stewardship of our natural heritage, and they do not require nearly as many pesticides or fertilizers. But one of their biggest advantages is they can greatly reduce erosion, soil runoff, and flooding on your property. The deep root systems of many native Midwestern plants increase the soil's capacity to store water. Meaning, when heavy rain occurs, like we have experienced this spring, the plants and soil will store more of the water, reducing the risk of basement flooding, standing water, and water runoff. Another cheap and effective way to combat flooding in your own yard is to put in something known as a rain garden. A rain garden is a depressed area in the landscape that collects rainwater from a roof, driveway, or street and allows it to soak into the ground. Rain gardens are planted with grasses and flowering perennials, making them a cost-effective and beautiful way to reduce runoff and flooding on your own property. Rain gardens can also help filter out pollutants and runoff and provide food and shelter for pollinators and other wildlife. If you'd like to know more about these practices and how you can implement them on your own property, there are great resources readily available both on the EPA's website as well as the USDA's website.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.